Most men today are living by a rule book that doesn't exist anymore. You're expected to provide, protect, and lead, but no one taught you how. You're told to be strong, but vulnerable, ambitious, but humble, confident, but not too confident. And while you're trying to figure it all out, the world keeps taking your time, your energy, and your peace of mind. If you're tired of feeling used, undervalued, or just straight up lost, this isn't just another video. This is your wake-up call. Because the game has changed, and if you're still playing by the old rules, you're playing to lose. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Modern society isn't the same world our fathers or grandfathers grew up in. Masculinity today is often misunderstood, challenged, or even ridiculed. As men, we're expected to provide, protect, and lead, but rarely are we taught how. Question: how many of you grew up with a strong male role model who taught you what it means to be a man? Many of us grew up without real father figures, and when there was a man in the house, he wasn't leading. He was just surviving. Quiet, overworked, disconnected. He didn't show us how to stand tall. He showed us how to disappear. Now we're carrying pressure with no blueprint, expected to control our emotions while being punished for expressing them. Success is measured by output, but value? Value is only recognized when it is being used. Too many men are on autopilot, working jobs they hate, living lives they didn't choose, trying to prove something to people who wouldn't lift a finger if they fell. The game has changed, but most men are still playing by rules that no longer apply. If you don't update your mindset, you'll be outpaced, undervalued, or worse, used. This isn't about becoming hard or cold. It's about becoming solid. So, how do you actually move in this world without losing yourself? Let's break it down. Here's the deal. Society is going to keep taking from you for as long as you let it. Your time, your energy, your peace of mind. It'll drain you dry if you don't draw the line somewhere. Question: where in your life are you giving away too much of yourself? This world doesn't reward dudes who give endlessly. It rewards the ones who give smart, with boundaries. You gotta be the gatekeeper of your own life, because if you don't protect your time, your space, or your peace, no one else will. Set boundaries, not just to shut people out, but to keep yourself together. Learn to say no without guilt, and yes without regret. Quit overextending yourself for people who wouldn't even clap if you won. And stop chasing validation from systems or people that don't actually value you. You weren't born to be just another cog in someone else's machine. Your worth isn't in how well you follow the script. It's in how solid you are with your values, how strong your backbone is, and whether you hold the line when it counts. Be intentional about who you let close. Just cause someone calls you bro doesn't mean they're gonna go to war for you. And just cause someone's family doesn't mean they're gonna show up with love. They might be showing up with guilt, manipulation, or straight up entitlement. So yeah, be useful, but don't let yourself get used. And if you're wondering what that looks like in real life, let me tell you a story. A few years back, my cousin Emma called me on a Tuesday night. I hadn't heard from this girl in years. Her voice was shaking. "They're putting a notice on my door tomorrow. I'm 2 months behind on my rent. I just need to buy some time until I get my settlement check." I was sitting at my kitchen table trying to figure out my budget. trying to figure out how to make my paycheck stretch. The timing couldn't have been worse, but I then heard myself saying, "How much do you need, cuz?" Before I knew it, I was transferring $1,400 that I couldn't spare. Question for you. How many of you have put family's needs above your own financial stability? After sending the money, her text suddenly became sporadic. "Thank you so much," followed by silence. My follow-up messages got short replies. "All good now." But 3 weeks later, I ran into her roommate at the grocery store. She had a confused look on her face. Eviction? Emma was never behind on her rent. Emma just bought a new gaming setup though. Pretty nice one. Meanwhile, I was robbing Peter to pay Paul. I had to cancel my own gym membership. But that Friday night, sitting in the dark in my living room, I thought about this situation. How could I put myself in this situation for a family member I hardly ever hear from? You know, having boundaries isn't being selfish. It's being honest about what you can give without destroying yourself. Real support sometimes means letting people face the consequences of their choices. The most valuable lesson I learned: sometimes the most caring thing you can do is not shield someone from their own responsibility. So how do we create value without becoming everyone's emergency fund? Let's talk about that. Men thrive when we have purpose, but purpose alone isn't enough anymore. In this economy, purpose without strategy is a shortcut to burnout. Question: what's your purpose right now? And what's your strategy for achieving it? You can have a heart full of ambition, but if your energy isn't directed, you'll run in circles and call it progress. Creating value doesn't mean becoming a resource for everyone's convenience. It means building something solid, a skill, a system, a standard, and being deliberate about who has access to it. Own your lane. Sharpen it until it cuts through the noise. Be selective with your time, because your time is your power. And once it's spent, you don't get it back. Your value isn't just in what you can do. It's in the man you're becoming while doing it. Show up sharp. Be dependable, but don't just be heard. Learn to communicate with weight, with presence, with clarity. Start small, yes, but move with the mindset of a man building something permanent. Don't wait for someone to see your potential. Make it impossible to ignore. And speaking of being used, let's dive deeper into one area that gets real tricky: family. Being a man often comes with unspoken expectations, especially from family. You're the only one they call when things fall apart, but rarely the one they check on when you're falling apart. You become the silent support beam, always holding things up, never showing cracks. Question for you: when was the last time someone in your family asked you how you were really doing? But understand this: being reliable doesn't mean being disposable. You can show up with love and still say no without guilt. You're not a bailout fund, an emotional sponge, or the family's emergency plan B. Your life isn't a utility, it's a legacy in the making. Let's talk about something real for a minute. Recently, we have seen the situations like with DDG and Halle Bailey that highlights a struggle many men face: trying to be present in their child's life while dealing with relationship breakdowns. When a man wants to be a positive influence for his child, but faces obstacles from his child's mother, that's a unique kind of pain. The system doesn't recognize a father's worth beyond financial support. You're expected to provide, But your presence, your guidance, your love, that's treated as optional. But here is what you need to know. Your value as a father isn't determined by your ex's narrative. Your child needs you, not just your money, but your wisdom, your example, and your time. This isn't about winning against your ex. It's about being the man your child deserves. Document everything. Know your rights. Build a support system. And remember, how you handle this struggle is teaching your child something powerful about dignity and perseverance. When you fight to be in your child's life with integrity, not out of spite, but out of love, you're showing them what real strength looks like. And when you give without boundaries, you don't just drain yourself, you teach people to depend on your sacrifice. Build your life so that your help is a choice, not an expectation. Be honest about your capacity, then honor it, even when others try to guilt you out of it. If the only time someone reaches out is when they need something, that's not a relationship. It's a withdrawal. So how do you move forward with strength in a world full of noise, pressure, and distractions? Here is how. Every man watching this has two choices: react to life or take control of it. You weren't born to drift, survive, or to settle. You were born to build, to lead, and to live with intention and conviction. Question: are you reacting to life or are you directing it? Every morning, ask yourself, who am I becoming and what am I doing to get there? Train your body to carry your mission. Sharpen your mind so your silence speaks volumes. Surround yourself with men who challenge you, not ones who drain you. Cut the noise, starve the distractions, leave the weak habits behind. This journey isn't easy, but kings aren't made in comfort. You don't need the world's approval to validate your grind. If you move in truth, discipline, and quiet confidence, your value won't need an introduction. So walk like the man you're building, because if you don't lead your life, someone else will. And if you've been tracking with me this far, let's bring it all home. So what have we learned today? First, the world changed. And if you're still operating with an outdated mindset, you're playing to lose. We learned that boundaries aren't optional. They're essential. You can't protect your value if you don't protect your space. We saw how navigating society takes emotional discipline, strength, and clarity. We talked about how family, even with good intentions, can cross lines if you don't draw them. We learned that creating value means being strategic, not sacrificial. That being used doesn't always look like betrayal. It can look like obligation. That walking in power means walking with purpose every single day. No one's coming to save you. But if you choose to lead yourself, build yourself, and commit to growth, you'll become the man others look to when the world gets loud. So walk like a man who knows where he's going. Because after this, you do. If this hits home, don't just scroll, subscribe. Share this with a brother who needs to hear it. Because when we rise, we don't rise alone. We rise together. Check out one of our other videos. And remember, you can't protect your value if you don't protect your peace. Free Thinker, out.